Mecklenburg County commissioners are scheduled to vote tonight on whether to help fund a new Major League Soccer stadium in Charlotte. That discussion could include two compromises, one by the county manager and another from commissioners opposed to the MLS deal. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Backers of a bid to bring an MLS team to Charlotte have asked the city and county for about $44 million each to help build a $175 million soccer stadium near Uptown, where county-owned Memorial Stadium now sits. County manager Dina DiOrio wants to cut the county's contribution to $30 million, the same amount the city has been talking about spending. DiOrio says the savings and other revenues could pay for 13 long-delayed parks projects that voters approved in a 2008 bond referendum. Commissioners Matthew Ridenour, Jim Puckett, Bill James, and Patricia Cotham responded by suggesting that the county get out of the deal altogether by giving the stadium, or control of the stadium, to the city. They say the city has tourism tax revenues to pay for it. Ridenour floated the idea on WFAE's Charlotte Talks 2 weeks ago in an exchange with Mike Birch, chief strategy officer for the MLS bid.
At this point, I'm thinking, you know, let's just sign it over to the city. You guys have a tourism tax that's dedicated to these types of deals. You look at Bank of America Stadium, Spectrum Arena. I'm always thinking the county should perhaps be out of the business of stadium building.
And if you didn't have a deed, unfortunately, giving it to the county that prohibits you from doing that, that might be a great solution. But it's deeded as a park and a stadium facility, and there's restrictions on what can be done with the property.
So, actually, if I can interject real quickly, our attorneys have looked that over and have actually determined that there may be ways around that.
County commissioners voted in favor of the stadium plan back in January. A final yes vote tonight would add the project to the county's capital projects budget and authorize the county manager to negotiate the stadium deal. The county commission meets at 5 o'clock. A city council vote on the stadium is expected in September. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.